like to present you with some stories about relationships to help you understand them. At Thanksgiving dinner a year ago, a young man undressed, sat under the table, and declared to everyone who was there that he was a turkey, and he just began nibbling on whatever had fallen on the floor. No one could get him to dress again. Several therapists were there and made no progress. I just continued to eat, because as a father of five children, this didn't bother me very much. The boy's father asked if I could help, since I seemed so relaxed about everything. I said, certainly I can. What would you do to help that boy? How would you understand his experience? How would you relate to him? Well, there are a lot of turkeys in your life. And there's only one way to understand and relate to them. It's to experience what they're experiencing. And so you get undressed and you sit down next to him and you say, I'm a turkey too. And how do you get the relationship to change? Well, the next day my wife brought us underwear and socks, and I said, you can still be a turkey, but we'll wear underwear and socks. And each morning my wife would bring us few more garments. We're still turkeys. And eventually we were dressed and we ate at the table again, even if we're still turkeys. And gradually I cured the boy. So when you meet some turkeys in your life, please don't tell them what to do. Relate to them. Be aware of what they're experiencing. And experiences are not what is diagnosed. It's what you're feeling. A disease, a divorce, a loss of a job, the death of a loved one. Those are statements that don't tell you how someone feels. So ask, what is it like to be a turkey? Describe it to me. Tell me what you're feeling. And those words will help you understand how to help the person. Relationships are also about faith. What if your Lord said to you tonight to kill one of your loved ones to prove your faith? Think about Abraham saying yes, that he would sacrifice his child. That is about faith in what is good for the world, for life. The truth is, when you have a relationship with the correct Lord, what you do isn't destructive. And when you say, yes, I'll kill, the hand on your shoulder says no. You have faith, I can trust you. That's what I was looking for. So work with the people and relate to the people who have faith in you, not who fear you. And don't work for those you fear. Those are relationships that will be destructive. Relationships that will be destructive. And now take a deep breath. And see yourself as another person. person that you would like to understand better. Your turkey. It might be a family member. It might be your doctor. You might see yourself even as a volunteer doing something for someone at an animal shelter, at the hospital, for the homeless, or someone else you can't understand at work. But put yourself in their position. Know your family members' problems, your doctor's pain, what it's like to give your time to someone else. And take a moment to see yourself in that relationship as that new person. And take the time to feel and to live what they are living. Too often we're taught to think and not to feel. Don't think about what it's like to be a turkey. Feel it. What is it like to be a member of your family? Or some professional that you have a relationship with. Too often our relationships with our pets are better, are healthier than they are with ourselves and our family. We smoke outdoors to protect our pets while we kill ourselves. So perhaps you would like to see yourself as your beloved pet and be as kind to yourself and others as you are to your pets. And if you don't have a pet, it may be wise to get one and learn about love, forgiveness, and true relationships. Remember, to err is human, to forgive is feline and canine. And when you are ready to begin a new relationship with life, with people, with creation, take a breath and make that commitment. And your life will take on new meaning. Now. You can turn life around. Evil spelled backwards is live. Change relationships. Turn things around. And begin to live. This meditation is over, and the tape is finished. Take a deep breath of life and allow yourself to return to a new beginning and a new relationship. And let that breathing bring you back to the beginning.
Thank you. Thank you.